I had run for 3 years, 2 months, 14 days, and 16 hours. I'm pretty tired. I think I'll go home now. And just like that, my running days was over.
Just love that. Thank you for finding that for us.
You were holding your laugh all the way through. That's pretty funny.
It's hard not to. Oh, Forrest Gump. What a great movie. You know what? We are we're wanting to tell people who have been following us all this time while we've been running, and we have been running for 5 years. So we want to talk to you a little bit about that.
Because in a sense, our running days is over.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because there was one point back a ways when we said we were going to stop it completely, but we stopped running. We stopped running. We actually had a metaphorical cramp. We just had to stop.
Yeah.
We picked it back up. And
but we did that because we heard from a lot of people who said, no, not yet.
Yeah, people were very sad that we were leaving and that we were stopping. So we are not stopping, but we're not going to run anymore.
Yeah, we're going to walk.
We're going to walk. So I hope you understand that. I mean, this has been a passion project for us for 5 years. It's been great for us. I mean, I think it's actually done some things for our marriage in terms
it
of
has.
Working together. Man, yep. If you could have been back 5 years ago, we had the hardest time sometimes coming to agreements on things.
There are outtakes, which I will not divulge the location of, that are not pretty.
Not pretty.
But we don't do that really anymore.
No, we really don't. We've worked at it long enough. We know how to work with one another. I would not want any other kind of producer. I can't imagine trying to work with some other producer.
Yeah.
It's been really fun. It's been really good thing for us. So I'm saying that in the past tense, but what I'm meaning to say is that we are going to relax our programming. And one of the reasons I think, we've talked about relaxing our programming is because we just don't want this podcast to jump the shark. So Mike, you want to explain what jump the shark is?
All the way back to Happy Days, the comedy series on ABC that starred Henry Winkler and
Ron Howard.
Yeah, there was a famous episode where they are water skiing, which is a little bit ludicrous, and there is a shark that comes up between them, and one of the characters on skis literally jumps over the shark, and what's believed is that. The series was kind of shot from then on. The writing was awful. The acting was kind of not great.
Yeah.
And so that entered the vernacular. When something jumps the shark,
yeah,
it's not worth having anymore.
Right. It's just, you're going too far. And I can't say that we did that, but we were getting close. And we really don't want the podcast to be this kind of thing where we're seeking people to be on the podcast or they are coming to us. And actually, that is happening way more than we are seeking.
And there's often people. A commercial interest behind it.
Yep. And people are asking us to commercialize. And, you know, we just haven't seen a way to do that where we think we're comfortable with it.
Well, if intentional grandparenting is what we're about. That's kind of not it, right?
Right.
That's opportunistic grandparenting or something like that.
Yeah. So we are going to, when we have a good guest or when we have a good subject matter, we will come back and do it whenever that is. It won't be regularly. It won't be every month. It won't be every 2 weeks. It will be when there's a good thing to talk about. So what we want to encourage you about is not to unfollow us or not to unsubscribe, because if you want that content, that good content, you won't know about it if you're not following us or subscribing. Is that correct?
Right. And so if you do just kind of leave it the way it is, however it is that you're getting our episodes once a week now, just leave that in place. It's not going to hurt anything. It's not a security risk or anything like that on your device or your computer. And when we drop new content, it'll be there. It'll show up just like these do.
Yeah. Yeah. And we hope that that will serve its purpose for you and it for us too.
So
we do have some things already in line because we have people asking us to be on the podcast who have some good content. So that will come as it comes, and we will. We're walking. We're not running.
We're walking with our eyes and ears open. And, you know, if we encounter things in our own grandparenting or in our realm of experience that will turn into a good episode, and we can find guests who can comment on that.
Yeah.
Great. We're just not going to bust our backsides to try to do it anymore. We're going to spend a little more time doing a couple of things I'm thinking of in particular. One is being grandparents.
Yes.
And the other is providing a place for grandparents to speak without prohibition.
And I've been thinking about this for probably 3 years. So I figured, you know, we're going to go for this and see what happens. And, you know, I know we just talked about how, you know, people have approached us for commercializing it and stuff. And it almost sounds like we're not doing what we said we're not going to do.
Well, let's go ahead and name it. It's called Speakeasy.
Yes, Speakeasy. And it's speak, the word speak, and then E-Z.
Right.
The letters easy.
And it's meant to it's meant to hearken back to those old clubs, nightclubs during Prohibition days where you had to know the password to be able to get in. And once you got in, you could be free of encumbrance.
Right.
And that's the idea.
Yeah, that's the idea.
This is an online meeting series.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a place where only grandparents will be, you know, let in through the door. And once we get in there, you can speak freely about the things that you can't really talk about in front of or with your adult children or your grandchildren.
Or even with your friends who know your children
or your adult
grandchildren.
Yeah.
Right. You just, and it is not meant to be a place where we just complain. It's really a place to kind of work through issues that we have and we would come, I would hope, with a sense of grace and mercy and gratefulness, but also saying, I'm confused. Like, how do I do this?
So humility more than frustration. Maybe comparing notes more than airing grievances.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll
see how it goes. That's the tone. So Mike has put together sort of an all call to gather interest, to see if we have interest in this and if there's going to be enough. Because if there's not enough, it's probably not something we're going to continue with, but we would like to see. We kind of want to experiment with this.
Here's what's going to happen. In social media, like Facebook, the Grand Life podcast page, Grand Life podcast fans page, and in
Instagram,
and in the show notes for this episode, there will be a link to a service on the web that's called Patreon, Patreon. And the Patreon service is a way for folks who want to provide something of value, and there is a transaction or a subscription involved with it, to be able to easily post the availability and distribute both the streaming media and links to other kinds of things. It's perfect for what we wanted to do here. So we now have a Patreon page, patreon.com/speakeasy. You don't have to worry about remembering it. It'll be in the show notes.
Right.
If you go to our Patreon page, patreon.com/speakeasy, what you'll see there is a little bit of artwork explaining the idea.
Mm-hmm.
And then there'll be a couple of buttons. One is join for free. And what that'll do is get you on our emailing list so that if you want to know about what's going to happen, we'll tell you. And then there's another one called choose your membership or join at $5 a month.
So don't become a member yet, but we do want you to join the page. So what does it say? Join
for free.
Yep. So that's what we want you to do. If you would do that, then we will have your emails, which we will not distribute to anybody else. That's not the point of this. Hopefully you trust us on this. We've been very careful with any information we have about you guys. We don't really have much.
We'll use the email address just as a way of letting you know when there's going to be a meeting. And we'll always let you know, probably a couple of weeks in advance, when there's going to be a meeting. But as if you stay at the join for free level, you won't be able to get into the meeting. That's the difference.
Right, right. And also, for some people, and in fact, I have particular friends who don't do Facebook or Instagram, so they will have to get their email somehow, and then they can get a link to this and do it. So it is open to people who don't have Facebook or Instagram.
So we'll say that more than once, patreon.com/speakeasy.
And it's spelled S-P-E-A-K-E-Z. And does it matter if they're capitalized? Or...
doesn't matter.
Okay. Say it again.
Patreon.com/speakeasy.
So you can go to the Patreon page. You can wait until you see it on Facebook.
And you can look at the show notes of this episode, same way you've always been looking at show notes, and the link will be in there.
Right. So anyway, that is what we're up to. We are walking towards a new project. The membership will cost money for less than a fancy cup of coffee at Starbucks, because a regular cup is a little less.
Yeah.
But if you want to get a frappuccino or you want to get a mocha latte, you know, you're going to pay a little bit more. So for less than that, you can sit down with friends, people who will become friends, and meet up with these people and talk and have a chance to get it off your chest, whatever it is that we're going to talk about that week.
So we'll see. I mean, we've spent almost 5 years providing what we think is really high quality, useful content, but it's been mostly one directional.
Yeah.
So this is going to be mostly two directional or multi-directional.
Yep.
And we guarantee that there will be, once we start the subscriptions, at least one meeting a month.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple of other things that will come with a subscription that are described on the Patreon page if and when you decide to become a member.
And, you know, when Forrest Gump decided to stop running, he turned around and everybody kind of stared at him, and they finally just turned around and walked away.
Now what are we supposed to do?
We don't want you to walk away. We would like you to stick with us. We love you guys. We love this audience. We have enjoyed hearing from you. We have enjoyed providing this for you. And we want to continue to do that, just in a different format. So don't walk away. Just start walking with us instead of running. In the meantime, I'm Emily Morgan.
And I'm Mike Morgan.
And thanks for joining us in Living the Grand Life.